This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 25th, 2021. Topic number 5 today, the maximum minimum. Tucked inside the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that passed the House of Representatives last Friday, the minimum wage would increase incrementally from the current $7.25 an hour to $9.50 this year and then up to $15 per year by the year 2025. This has been supported by prominent Democrats, including President Joe Biden. But there are two important questions the mainstream media is not asking about a $15 an hour minimum wage. Specifically, first, how did they arrive at $15 per hour? What are the numbers behind reaching this particular figure for this campaign? It really, after researching this, the only conclusion we can draw is that it's just a nice round number that rolls off the tongue more easily than, say, $13.85 or whatever. It doesn't really have any statistical justification behind the $15. And the question then becomes, the second question and follows from the first, if raising the minimum wage is such an unmitigated, an unquestionable positive thing, a good thing, why stop at 15? Why not make it 20 or 25 or just add another zero to it and make it $150 an hour? Because if this will raise people out of poverty, as Democrats claim, why 15 instead of some other number? Well, the answer is, of course, that this has consequences, and not all of them are good. In fact, most of them are negative. Congressional Budget Office did some study on this and found that, yes, it would lift 900,000 people out of poverty, but would eliminate 1.4 million jobs. So you'd wind up with 500,000 people out of work. Anyway, this is going to harm minimum wage workers if it passes. Now, the Senate still has to consider it. There's no guarantee that this is going to get through. But just as a case in point, we direct you to a new development from an Israeli company, Tevel Aerobotics Technologies. They've actually developed a new flying autonomous robot that would work 24 hours a day to pick fruit. Artificial intelligence embedded within this FAR, flying autonomous robot, would determine when it's optimal to pick an apple or a lemon or some such thing. According to the company that developed it, the FAR robot can work 24 hours a day, only picks ripe fruit. It uses AI perception algorithms to locate the trees and vision algorithms to detect the fruit among the foliage and classify size and ripeness. Now, this looks really cool, and I can see this really being a helpful thing, but bear in mind, these drones would replace human workers who presumably would be making something close to or maybe a little above minimum wage. But they work 24 hours a day, they don't need breaks, they don't have workmen's compensation claims and so forth. This is already happening in fast food restaurants. We are seeing kiosks replacing some minimum wage workers at fast food restaurants. And I guarantee if a $15 an hour minimum wage is imposed on the country, that is what is going to happen. A lot of those jobs that high school students would look for as their first work experience to start building a resume would be replaced in terms of automated workers, kiosks, or robots of some sort. The other thing here is that not all areas in this country are equal when it comes to cost of living. So a flat minimum wage that applies to all 50 states really doesn't make any sense. I mean, seriously, a $15 an hour wage in Hawaii versus, say, Mississippi or Arkansas, where it's less than half the cost to live, it doesn't make any sense. To that end, Republican Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Mitt Romney of Utah are proposing raising the federal minimum wage to $10 an hour by 2025 as opposed to 2025. I would argue for allowing the free market to determine, but $10 is better than $15. Again, we'll see how this all plays out. But when it gets to topic number 4 now, which is no sense, which is actually what's behind a lot of what our government does. Another case in point here, President Biden has made it clear that it's his number one mission of his administration to undo nearly everything that President Trump has done. But some of the things that President Trump did, I would argue many of them, actually made sense. One of the policies enacted by President Trump that is now being eliminated through the stroke of a pen, executive order, is the cancellation of Operation Talon. Operation Talon was a Trump administration program aimed at removing convicted sex offenders who are living in the United States illegally. Now, this seems like a program that everybody on whatever side of the political spectrum you're on would be able to support. Convicted sex offenders living in the United States illegally. Why wouldn't we want to deport them back to their home countries? This makes no sense. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson is part of a coalition of 18 state attorneys general who are urging Biden to reverse his cancellation. The other states signing on to this letter include Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia. Meanwhile, dozens of House Democrats, led by the son of former CIA Director Leon Panetta, Jimmy Panetta, who's a Democratic representative from California, have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to modify existing procedures to require additional officials in the line of presidential succession, starting with the Vice President and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to concur with the launch order for nuclear weapons. Also recommended is requiring that launch orders be validated by the Secretary of Defense, deemed legal by the Attorney General, and with concurrence from the Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and/or the Secretary of State. In other words, these representatives in the House, dozens of them who have signed this letter, would add critical minutes to the decision-making process of a competent president to act quickly in the face of an imminent threat from a foreign power. On the other hand, it might also save the world from a thermonuclear war because of a president, say, suffering a dementia episode. Just saying. Topic number three, the disappearing flu. Health authorities in England have announced that they have not detected a single case of influenza in 2021. That is zero. Nearly 2 months in, and not a single case out of 685,243 samples tested at the PHE's laboratories in England since the first week of January. Not one flu infection discovered. Professor Christina Pagel went on to suggest that this is because we're all wearing masks, and so we should wear masks every winter to reduce influenza cases to pretty much zero, her words. Other health experts interpret this data differently, suggesting that flu cases are being the reason that they're showing as zero or reduced by up to 98% in other countries is because influenza cases are being falsely counted as COVID-19 cases. Topic number two, censorship. President Joe Biden's pick for Attorney General Merrick Garland has hinted that he'll support efforts by Congress to monitor and possibly restrict online speech. During his confirmation hearing, Garland was asked by Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware whether he would fight online misinformation, which he claimed was the cause of the riots January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, and of course, he characterized as domestic terrorism. Garland said, "I do think that an important part of the investigation of violent extremist groups is following their activities online and getting an idea of what kind of information or misinformation is being put out. The problem with misinformation is that the definition is in the eye of the beholder, or the party that has the majority in the House of Representatives that given year. How might this play out? Well, as an example, in Australia, 81-year-old grandmother, retired teacher Rita Rich Mulcahy, was accused by Facebook of hate speech and warned she could be permanently banned because of her comments about knitted pigs. Yes, knitted pigs. She knits. And she knits pigs. She took up this hobby as a way of dealing with grief after her husband passed last year, so she created a Facebook page and joined a group dedicated to knitting. And specifically, again, she likes to knit pigs. She likes pigs. She calls herself a porkophile. She left a comment on a picture on this group of white rabbits, calling them white pigs, and posted a caption reading, "Hi Viz Pigs," to one of the photos she took of her own pigs, which are here now on the screen behind me. Pretty cute. Algorithm at Facebook flagged it as hate speech, threatened to ban her forever. They've since reversed their decision and kind of patted themselves on the back for being so gracious and open-minded. Now, this may be a humorous example, but there are serious thinkers out there in government who are getting behind calls to censor voices that they don't like. You know that Alex Jones, outspoken, conspiracy theorist perhaps, but entitled to his opinion under the Constitution of the United States, but not according to big technology. He was deplatformed a couple of years ago, and now they're coming for news outlets like Fox News, One America News, and Newsmax. Media voices like Brian Stelter on CNN, Anand Giridharadas on MSNBC, Washington Post columnist Max Boot, Margaret Sullivan, all on board with deplatforming these major media outlets. And this is serious because now California House Democrats Anna Eshoo and Jerry McNerney wrote to the CEOs of cable providers Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, Cox, and Dish, demanding to know if those providers are planning to continue carrying Fox News, Newsmax, and OANN beyond any contract renewal date, and if so, why? The correct response from these CEOs is, why is this any of your business? But it's a growing trend among the left. Twitter has announced recently it suspended dozens of accounts for undermining confidence in NATO, the North American Treaty Organization. Twitter announcing it was part of a broader purge of about 400 accounts on Twitter, believed to have ties to Russia, Armenia, and Iran state actors. And in my home city of Chicago, which is undergoing a 135% spike in carjackings, one might think that the proper response there by government would be better policing and other programs. But if you thought that, you would be wrong. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Monday signed a bill that would make Illinois the first state in the country to do away with cash bail payments for jail release for people who've been arrested and are waiting for their cases to be heard. Yeah, police are not happy about this, saying this is essentially declaring war on police. We're trusting in gang members with the honor system to show up for their trials. Well, instead of better policing, State Representative Marcus Evans Jr., Democrat from Chicago, wants to ban video games like Grand Theft Auto. That'll solve it. Coming up, it's easy to get angry about things like this. Just remember Psalm 2 when things start getting difficult. It's, why do the nations rage and imagine a vain thing? God holds them in derision. He has placed his Messiah on his holy hill, Zion. Coming up, Mammoth Woolly. You heard that correct. Mammoth Woolly. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways, to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, shorn sheep. A rogue, overgrown sheep found roaming through the Australian outback has been shorn of 77 pounds. 77 pounds of fleece. It's a ram, a merino ram. His rescuers dubbed him Bahat Rock. He was discovered wandering alone with an extremely overgrown coat and was promptly shorn, which probably saved his life. They said Bahat Rock was underweight, and due to all the wool around his face, he could barely see. This is actually a really important thing, because when sheep aren't shorn promptly, their coat can attract parasites, maggots. It makes it difficult for them to pass waste hygienically. I mean, it's a danger to their health if they are not shorn of their fleece on a regular basis, which, of course, makes you marvel at God's creation, because it benefits the sheep, and, of course, the wool benefits us humans. You have to wonder if this is the health issues that cause from overgrown fleece on a sheep. How did they evolve that way? Anyway, assuming a 70% yield from his fleece, Bahat Rock will yield about 61 wool sweaters and or about 490 pairs of socks. Creation is an amazing thing. This is Bahat Rock now with his new haircut. Well, next weekend, we're coming to the Nashville area, and we hope to see you there. The Decoding the Supernatural Conference. Sharon and I will be there, along with L.A. Marzulli, hosted by Pastor Jeff Jansen of Global Fire Ministries. This will be just a weekend conference, Friday evening, Saturday during the day, Sunday morning, and basically talking about this supernatural war we find ourselves in. You can join us there for just $25. That's the cost of registration, $25. If you can't be in the, this is actually Murfreesboro, Tennessee, about half an hour south of Nashville. If you can't join us, you can watch it live on the internet. It will be streamed to the web. Registration for that, just $25 as well. You can find out more and sign up online at globalfireministries.com, globalfireministries.com. We will be back in the Holy Land, God willing, come October. We pushed our tour back from April to October to get some clarity on travel, but we pray that will all be cleared up by the fall. October 3rd through 18th, the scheduled dates. We will travel from north to south through the Holy Land, teaching and preaching all along the way with our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. If you watch Skywatch TV for any length of time, you know that we are not your typical Christian media ministry, and this is not your typical tour of the Holy Land either. We'll see archaeological sites other tours just don't visit, notably Gilgal Rephaim, Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, Bethel, and of course the sites that you want to see. We will worship on the Sea of Galilee, baptize in the Jordan River. We will visit the sites in Jerusalem, but we'll see some sites there that other tours don't visit, like the actual historical locations of the crucifixion and burial tomb of Jesus. You can find out more online. A breakdown of the costs and a sample itinerary and more. You can also reserve your place there as well. SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week's broadcast program on Skywatch TV, Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch staff joined by Bree Graffia and Daniel Belt of Eden's Essentials to explain why we Americans are so much sicker than we ought to be. And they offer some simple just common sense tips to help you improve your health. Just good common sense, regardless of what's going on in the world around us. Our broadcast schedule is online, skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and we'll be there when you want us. You can also download all of our programs and news the mainstream media wants you to miss and a calendar of upcoming events. All of that right to your smartphone or tablet, iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It's all good. It's all free, and links are at skywatchtv.com. You'll find our things online at gilberthouse.org. Sharon and I produce a weekly Bible study going through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. It's usually posted by midday Central Time Sunday, but you'll find our archives going all the way back to Genesis 1:1 at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.